HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogaine with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98. UPD.
Yeah, and the sad news that the lead singer of Prodigy has passed away. It does stink for sure. It's just not normal. But I'm looking at, his name is Keith Flint, by the way. I'm looking at Yahoo right now, and I always read the comments because you can leave it to the general public to say stupid stuff every single time you rely on them to say things. First comment on the Keith Flint story. Oh, my God. Prodigy is such an awesome band live. Their other singer, a man of color, is very charismatic and a good frontman. Well, now no one's talking about this guy dying. Next comment says, man of color? Idiot. And then someone says, I feel like your statement was just trying really hard to not say, that colored boy there. Am I right? Chad says, it's a strange turn of phrase and completely unnecessary. Why are Republicans always adamant about suppressing black people? Like, here we go. The general public. You got one piece of information and we're off and running in four comments. It's back to Capitol Hill. We're talking about Keith Flint, lead singer of Prodigy, being found dead. And in four comments, somehow or another, the government's been repressing black people. Four comments, this man. Well done. Anyway, we'll get some Prodigy in there for you. And to prove that the general public is stupid, Brady hands me this. It says, the Hollywood Walk of Fame has been named, you ready for this? The worst tourist trap on earth. And I can't say.
From TripAdvisor.
I mean, think of that. Think of, we're talking about
earth. But you
don't
have to pay for it.
I know, and it's still the, because it's a tourist trap.
All
it is crowded.
And there's numerous scams around.
It walks you down the road of paying for things.
Sure.
Everything you do, like
Matt. Retard Monty, every third.
Homeless
third
person. The dirtiest homeless person you've ever met. The Chinese Theater, which is Grauman's, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
But you could go down there and not pay a thing if
right.
you don't want to.
But it's still gross and awful, and the people are gross.
Although that Scientology church right there.
That was fun.
Cool.
That was fun. Posing with L. Ron was a blast. And getting yelled at inside of it for being disrespectful by grabbing my crotch in my photo of L. Ron. But I agree completely. Do you know we've got one here? You know about you?
The Walk of Fame?
You've been on our Walk of Fame, haven't you? No joke. Phoenix has one downtown. Stars on the side of the road.
I haven't noticed.
Yeah, you'll never go down there. Nobody ever walks around down there. But it is down there. And, you know, it's Gene Autry and Alfred Hitchcock's got a star because they did Psycho here and there's a bunch of John Wayne and Oldie, but we've got our own stars along. I don't even know where it is. It's over by Seamus McCaffrey's and up by the San Carlos, and so it's downtown somewhere. I don't know the streets exactly, but we've got one, and it's fairly pathetic. But it's the same exact thing.
It's a block.
It's bigger than that, but not much. I don't remember where I was walking. I'm looking down. I'm like, what? I think I was walking around the during the comedy festival back in October, and I realized how vast it is. I've seen it before and I didn't pay attention, but it's down. Palm Springs has a good one, and that's up and down their main drive.
Loaded.
Yeah, it's, well, you'd be surprised how unloaded it actually is. Like, you know.
With the real stars.
Well, you're looking at like Lena Horne and like some of the like the lounge singer types that ended up going to Palm Springs and stuff, but I don't know. Lorna Luft. Stuff that you're going to walk by and have to look a lot of them up. And then there's a few, you're like, hey, I know that guy. And then Gene, you know, Rayburn.
Bob Hope.
Gene Rayburn and Bill Cullen, game show hosts.
Like
and,
I said, the real
oh,
stars.
Oh, Hope. Yeah, Hope and Gerald Ford and all the people that were down in Palm Springs making it
Bing.
What it was. Yeah, Sinatra Jr. Nancy's got a star. So it tells you where their priorities lie, wherever the money came. But
there's a dozen gold stars in the Phoenix one. Marilyn Monroe, Mae West, Clark Gable, Carol Lombard, Gene Harlow, Spencer Tracy, Gene Autry.
We shot big, whether they were here or not,
Hotel
I think.
Hotel San Carlos.
That's it, San Carlos. I remember walking by the sign San Carlos. I don't remember how close. So it's right there by McCaffrey's as you turn.
Yeah, right on Central Avenue.
Yeah, and it's right up there. And it's, you know, it's our Walk of Fame.
Wow.
There's only 12?
That's what it says. New Times on that. Article says there's only 12.
And we quit on that.
Yeah. Oh, whew.
I got a dozen. More work than what I got enough money for a dozen of these. And it doesn't seem like anybody gives.
Those are the ones that showed up for it, though.
Yeah, they have like.
Thank you for the.
Probably have like 40 others in a warehouse.
Been there since 93.
Yeah. Is that when they did it?
That's when it says, yeah. 93, the owners of the Hotel San Carlos, the Malikian family, installed the Star Walk along the sidewalks of Central Avenue in Monroe to commemorate the legendary actors who stayed at the hotel to celebrate its 65th anniversary.
Yikes. 12. Well, that's pathetic. Well, they should add one every year they're still open.
Got some catching up to do.
Because, I mean, I thought for sure Hitchcock was down there and figured that would be a big
Eastwood
star.
Eastwood would have one for...
The Gauntlet.
They didn't stay there, though.
Yeah.
They have to stay there.
I told
you. I'm not staying there.
They did that downtown because they wanted to tear out 3rd Street or whatever it was because they were redoing the Civic Center. The Civic Plaza was going to get done. And instead of demo, and that's what Hollywood sees. Hey, they're going to demo some stuff. Can we use it first and destroy it? And that's when that bus goes down the streets of Phoenix and gets all shot up. It's part of the demo. For the construction, my dad's company.
What was there?
It was
the Gauntlet. Was it still the Civic Center?
They were going to build a bridge, so they had to bust up some road and stuff to get the little dip down to build a walk, a pass through.
Huh.
So yeah, it was the original expansion of the Civic Center was the early 80s, and that's why I live here, because my dad was the superintendent, project manager, or something on that, and then they redid it again a few years ago.
Hmm.
But yeah, that's what Clint Eastwood in the Gauntlet when he drives his bus down and everybody shoots him up. That's all part of the demo of the Phoenix Civic Plaza. That particular road had to change. So they're like, blow it up. We don't care. Film, do whatever you need to do. And then off they ran with building. It's kind of a cool story. But when Clint's not on that, dirty dozen of fame.
He stayed in a trailer.
I don't know where I was walking. That's right, because I stayed at the Palomar the night after the big comedy show over there in October because they gave me a room. And I'm like, I was tired. And I hung out at that. I went over to the Stand Up Live to watch Bert Kreischer sing, and it was just elbows and buttholes, and I'm like, I can't stand this. And Uber rides were like 7, it was 2 in the morning. I'm like, I'm just going to go sleep in the room. And I woke up the next morning and walked as far as I could up the road, and I started seeing these stars.
That's Spencer Tracy.
I didn't realize we're there. I don't think anybody knows about this. It might be hipping people.
But again,
Hollywood's Walk of Fame is the exact same thing. There's really nothing more to it than a bunch of stuff on the sidewalk.
How have people not tried to yank that out, thinking that's like 24-karat gold?
I know, it looks it because it's
the
made
meth
of foil.
Heads downtown, yeah.
Oh, they're going to tear it up soon. Now that they know.
I thought you said they kicked them out, though, of that park or whatever that they used to
hang in. Well, that's Patriots Park. They built something new there. So.
Oops.
Yeah, strange. So if you're interested in a Walk of Fame, according to this article, Hollywood Walk of Fame, biggest tourist trap on the worst tourist trap on the planet. And I'm thinking of India and like Japan's got to have some tourist traps
like
that are
Fifth
awful.
Avenue in Calcutta.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. The shops of Fifth Ave in Mumbai. Like you got to think that tourist traps are also Chernobyl. People want to go see that. Still ahead of the Walk of Fame.
I think of tourist traps as like going to a baseball game and you're stuck in there and you got to buy like $20 hot dogs.
No,
and
tourist traps are the
$10
things
beers
that people fly to a city and they're like, this is like
specifically for
on the list of things we have
know,
to
but
do.
That's what I'm saying. You're paying to get in somewhere and then they just fleece you and you can't get out and you can
that's
leave
just,
the event.
That's just more of a fleecing. There can be tourist traps, but I mean, if it's like everybody from out of town's like, you can't go to Phoenix without going to blank. It's like a robbery.
Some of the food festivals and stuff. Like you go in there.
Yeah. The ones that are every weekend.
Yeah, and then you gotta pay all this. You buy a ticket to get in, and then you have to buy tickets inside
those are just going to dinner.
Yeah, by the end of it, you're like, Jesus, I'm $200 deep.
Those are just known as crap traps.
Yeah. Those are
called they're not forever.
Fire festival wannabes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But if they were permanent. And be like, Phoenix is known for its food festival of all these things. And like, you have to go to it. And you went there and you'd be like, this is garbage. Then it's a tourist trap because you're using it to try to get people from out of. You're fooling people from out of town to come see your
Cancun
awesome thing.
Is number 24 on the list.
Of worst?
Yep.
The pyramids?
Number I think 25. I can make that work, Cancun.
I'm not going.
You stay in your resort.
Yeah, you stay at the resort. And
nine people died
Taj
at the resort. Taj Mahal, I hear, is an absolute trap. An awful trap.
And that's the thing where you have a lot of stuff where you can get grifted.
Well, not even the grifting part. It's like you go there thinking it's going to be something spectacular, and it's like This isn't that great.
This is it. This is walk it. Around.
And it's mostly homeless stuff. And then you never see the pictures of what's around Taj Mahal, which is abject poverty. You never see a long shot of Taj Mahal, the street it's on, because it's just a dump, and then the Taj Mahal rises up. It's just what's disappointing. Like, you'd fly all the way there and go, that was a little disappointing. I think Graceland is a tourist trap.
See if it made the top 25.
Because it's so little.
You get a tour in Graceland? They have tours?
You get a tour, but the house is like nothing. And you're only allowed to go in little bits. And you're like, all right, there you go. I'm like, oh, this sucks. I thought you were going to spend time here. And like Hearst Castle was something I was completely blown away by because it was – so that would be like, you know, that lives up to it. That's pretty amazing.
I've been – and I went there
the Leaning Tower of Pisa. You were at that?
Yep.
Eh.
You peed off that, didn't you?
I did.
You peed off of it, which is pretty neat.
You peed off of it?
Yeah.
Well, that's disrespectful. Yeah.
Completely. Well, but Brady's an American.
I didn't have a bathroom upstairs.
That's right.
So walk it was raining. Down.
Yeah. It was raining. And
who's going to know?
You're giggling the whole time.
Yeah.
I'm going to impress my old friends. That's what those kids in the Michael Jackson special said.
Right. Got to impress the guys I'm blowing for this trip.
Man, yeah. That's hillbilly as hell.
That's pretty bad. Yeah, I don't even know what that is. But no, you know what I also heard is a pretty bad one? Is well, I'll say this. It's beautiful, but that Sydney Opera House is like you go there thinking it's going to be so incredible. And then you go and it's like, oh, this is, well, there's not a whole lot to do here.
Here's your Graceland.
Pretty neat. Yeah, Graceland has to be on there. Because there's nothing to it. Willis Tower's a little disappointing, I will say that.
But they put in that glass box.
More disappointing.
Yeah.
Because you wait in line to stand in the glass box and you feel pressured the second you're in it to get the hell out. There's more people waiting. Disney World is not a tourist trap. That's pretty awesome. Stonehenge, I could see where that would be fairly disappointing.
Because it's out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Man, there's not a whole lot you can do there.
Heck, but I have a hard time because I've never seen the Grand Canyon, like driving up there. Like every time I think about it, like on a weekend or something, like, let's go. And then I'm like, just go up there, see a hole.
It's tourist trappy. But when you're there, you're like, I needed to see this.
Yeah.
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 You're like, I my eyes need to be part of this at least.
Worth the drive though?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. It's,
I'm just, I don't know. I just always,
it's never going to leave you going, well, that wasn't anything. Yeah. You're like, it's more magnificent than you can imagine.
Oh
yeah. And you can't see it on TV and say, wow, that's pretty neat. And then go there and, it's just the scope of it is ridiculous. Yeah. Central Park is beautiful, but Times Square is a tourist trap. That's a, you know, you're standing there going, what the hell did I just get myself into?
Times Square is huge because all it is chain stuff. Like the big ESPN store is right there attached to their studios.
Yeah, Applebee's and Fridays.
Everything.
And
yeah.
It's pretty bad.
I mean, it's great if you want to see billboards.
Than the Walk of Fame in Hollywood. I can't disagree. It's dirty. It's gross. You really get nothing out of it, and you're forced to kind of go see it. It's not that exciting. Not that great. What is exciting is that I am a civil rights activist starting Saturday. I'm a civil rights activist for the people. It's very strange. My friend Reggie.
Starting Saturday.
Starting on Saturday, I became I've always been a civil rights supporter. I'm not for the bill. I always thought it was a protected, racist. But I always thought that, you know, bigotry's one thing. Times Square's number one on this list. Bigotry's one thing. Racism is another. Like, you can be judgmental and you know, tongue-in-cheek about things. But when it comes down to pure racism, it's different. And I was at Hillstone this weekend enjoying a nice lunch. Plopped down for lunch. My friend Reggie's coming into town, so I'm preparing myself for urban things. Because I haven't seen Reggie for a while, so you never know what he's going to bring to the party. And so sitting down at Hillstone, and next to me at the corner, because I sit at the bar, and I've known the bartender for a while. Her name's Jill, and the other bartender's name I don't know. She's been there for a while. And, of course, Al's been there forever and blah, blah, blah. So and they remember you if you haven't been there in 5 years. They're like, hey, you want another? They know your drinks and everything. They're brilliant. So I sit down, and I'm on the corner. And then around the corner are two more people. And they're very wealthy, and you can tell because they keep talking about their wealth. And I mean, like, in a weird way. So then they see people they know at the bar, and it was some 55-year-old guy and his 30-year-old chippy. And the 30-year-old chippy was pregnant. And I'm like, why would you go through the lengths of getting yourself a chippy and then knocking her up? Terrible plan. That's not what you do with your young chippy. You find a young chippy that doesn't want kids, or one that does, and you ride her until she wants kids, and then you cast her off. I don't understand being 55 and making a chippy pregnant, but that's a different story. So the old man is sitting next to me, and he's like in the middle of a conversation with the pregnant chippy. He's like, your sister still runs that makeup company, right? No, no, she sold it. She get millions? Oh, she did very well. Yeah, that's the way it is. That's the way business is. So what does she do now? And his phone rings, and as she's answering, he grabs his phone and he goes, hello, like while she's talking. Oh, no, I'm in the middle of a conversation. That's all right. Go ahead. Totally dismisses her, and I'm like, what an asshole. So I'm just chowing down on my thing. As the chippy and the older man leave the dickhead and his wife next to me, a black couple walks in.
And how come they don't have labels? You got
they're
chippy,
about to.
Dickhead.
They're about to.
Oh, okay.
People of color walked in?
No, black.
Okay.
I want to be more specific to just them being black.
Right.
In a Chicago Cubs t-shirt.
Oh, good people.
That's what I said immediately. Overalls, which was a little strange choice.
Okay, yeah, that's strange.
An Oregon State jacket. A little bit of a culture color clash. And an Oregon State hat, which had the orange beaver on it. There's a lot of colors going on. A
lot of colors.
And he's probably in his 50s. And he plops down across the bar. So it's me on the corner, Megan. And then you got the two older dickheads and his wife. And then the black guy in the overalls and his wife. And they're sitting corner and corner. The rich dickhead is like mouthing off. He's still talking about everything like that. And then he kind of quiets down. Now, when he first sat down, he said, I'm going to get the salmon, doll. And I knew him like, oh, he's one of those guys that thinks there's like these people have nothing else to do other than care.
He's
for
yelling
him.
Across the bar. Right,
basically. And she's like, okay.
Wonder what he's going
to
order.
I mean, salmon, and he gets to her Cosmo, blah, blah, blah. And just shouts out his order. The second they sit down, he was ready to order. So the black guy in the overalls and the Cubbies t-shirt sits down, and they're talking, and evidently they're regulars. And they know the bartender, and they're chatting with her for a second. And then the rich guy goes to the waitress.
Yes.
And she turns with her finger up, turns her finger up, says, hang on just a second. And he goes, ah, look at them. They're not ready. Come here. And the black guy looks at him like, this is a go. And I'm watching. I got my fork is just hovering in the air. I've got like noodles.
Can't take a bite.
I'm like, I'm going to eat this in a second. But what's about to happen? And the black guy gives him the salute with his hand, like, here we go. Just gives him like a little, I see you.
A salute to
like,
start a
the
fight?
The salutes, just like looks at him like,
you're right, we're not ready.
You ready, brother? You ready to go? And he gives him like, all right, if this is how you want to play, and gives him a nod. And I'm watching, and I mean, he's staring daggers through this dude in a huge way. And I'm like, we're about to be a part of a race riot. Get ready. This is awesome.
An evil Jungle Princess noodle salad.
And that's what I had. Well, they don't call it that anymore. Yeah. It's just the steak salad because you can't have the evil.
And he's not
going to
think you're on his side.
Evil and princess.
No. Bald guy.
Yeah, he's not thinking you're on
his guy. And I'm sitting real close to this dickhead. And I'm like, the race riot's about to go down. He's going to be shocked.
You might get something thrown at you.
When I join Team Black. Because that was really bad. Look at them. They're not ready. Come here. And he was, and I think the black guy being a regular was.
Hey, we don't have malt liquor.
Yeah, he was about to order. That's similar to the vibe that it took. So it calms a little bit, and I'm like, this is still tense. So I go around the corner. I wanted that white guy to hear, like, this was not acceptable.
Does
like,
the dickhead even realize it's not acceptable?
Because when the black guy was staring, well, he did after I got involved. So, for sure, because I walked
after
over.
After you got involved.
Because I got involved. I went
here
over.
Here we go.
I went to the bathroom, and I walked over to the black guy, and I'm like, first off, I got to commend you for your restraint. And I said, we're Cub fans. We got to stick together. And he goes, what are you talking about? I said, you looked furious, and I'd have knocked that dude's ass out if I was you. And that dude's just kind of just munching down like, oh, no, the bald guy's not on my side. And the black guy says back, oh, yeah, him. And he goes, well, let me tell you this. Some people, and this was great because it was loud enough that, and we sat and shaking hands, and I'm a couple vodkas in. And he goes,
you're stirring the pot.
Take some people 2 hours to watch 60 minutes, if you know what I mean. And I'm like, damn right, which I had to explain to Megan later.
Why does he rewind it a lot?
I'm like, no, it has nothing to do with the DVR.
But if he's rewinding, why take that? Sometimes it takes us long.
Yeah, it's a saying.
Well, I've never heard it.
Doesn't mean it's shut up. Eat. So I come back, and the white guy and his wife are like, just chatting. All right, let's go, honey, let's go. And they get the hell out of there. Next thing you know, what's your name? From across the bar. And I'm like, John, what's yours? Lemmy.
Lemmy.
Nice.
And I'm like, all right, this is my wife, Beverly. And so we're talking, we're chatting it up. He comes over, and he goes, I make shirts. Nice shirts. And I'm like, oh, yeah? And he's like, button up. dress shirts. I'm like, you do? And that, and then I was a little bigoted because I'm like, you're in overalls. This is like, you're dressed like Song of the South. Why are you? And he's like, you got a narrow yoke. And I'm like, I was just telling Megan that actually at the beginning of our meal.
Is you
that,
said narrow yoke.
I didn't say narrow yoke. I said, my head's too big for my shoulders. And I told him. And Megan's like,
my yoke is narrow.
But this was it. Megan's like,
no, it's not.
I'm like, you wouldn't tell me if it was.
No, it's not.
We were having this conversation just before we ate. And
it's just fine.
I'm like, I look like a golf ball on a little tiny tee. I said, I'm tired of it. I don't know what to do. I got to get better clothes. And then I told Lemmy, I said, we were just having this conversation. I said, I feel like my head is a giant ball on a small tee. And he goes, well, what are you going to do? Yep. And I'm like, oh, see, Megan? And finally, somebody's being honest. And he goes, but you got a big neck. He said, you're about 19 and a half, 20 inches across, but your neck's probably 17. I'm like, that's exactly right. And he goes, we can make this work. And he starts kind of dressing me and working on it and gives me his card. And he goes, what are you doing later? And I'm like, I don't know. And he goes, we need to have some beers, you and me. And I'm like, yes, we do.
Wait a minute. What about Winston?
I have Winston also, well, but now I have an older
was he,
as
like,
well.
Cheating on
yeah,
Winston?
You're cheating.
Well, Reggie was in town. I invited Winston.
Oh, my God, you're Reggie. Cheating on both of them.
I'm a civil rights activist. You're going to see me with a lot of black people. And so Lemmy and I are going to have beers this week over at Bobby Q's. You been to Bobby Q's? I'm like, have I been to Bobby Q's? I will go have barbecue.
So let me
you.
Get this straight. You picked up an old black man
I did.
At the bar.
An old black couple. Because Beverly, his wife, is equally as charming. And I saved him from...
this is great.
I told him, I said, I'd have knocked that dude out. And he goes, I would have if it weren't for her. She grabbed my leg so tight I couldn't move. I'm like, I know. I said, I don't know how you did it. And I wanted to. And I'm like, because I've, you know, I'll make the occasional joke, but I'm not going to go down the road of actual racism. I've never seen it like that before. And he goes, yep, got to live with it. I'm like, it was awesome. So to Lemmy and Beverly.
I'm proud of you, John.
First couple beers on me. We shall overcome someday at Hillstone in the Biltmore. It was brutal. Like, I haven't seen out and out, like, dismissal of someone like that ever. I don't think I've ever seen it like, ah, look at him. He's not ready. Come here. And he's whistling and to the waitress. And evidently, that dude's a regular because when I was talking to Jill, she's like, Lemmy and Beverly have been coming here for years. He's the other guy's been coming on and off, and I'm like, do you guys like him? And she's like, he's fine. And I'm like, oh, I would have told him off. I was sitting there just thinking, like, I wanted Lemmy to say something, but I had to say something out loud and let that guy know, hey, the Aryan Nation is on the black team today, because it was disgusting. It was like, it was gross. But I made a new older black gentleman friend, said the boy from Neverland. And I'm going to be... And then he said to me, there ain't nothing wrong with an older man sharing a bed with a young white boy. I'm like, no, there is not. Would you like to play some video games? I would.
You get that weird feeling sometimes when you're down in like the Biltmore area yeah. or certain parts of Scottsdale. You go in there and a little uppity.
Oh, there's definitely that. There's people that are awful.
Yeah.
They're just awful. And older seemed like to be the worst. But that was it was like a moment. And there's differences between somebody just mouthing off and going, ooh, there's a little tension here. And something where you're like, that's not outrage or socially accepted behavior. That is just, you just blatantly disregarded that guy because he's black. And it was clear as a bell. Because when I was ordering, wow. when I was talking to the waitress, I never got interrupted. Like, that dude didn't have, you know, it was always like, you know, gracious and whatever. But once he is like, come on, don't deal with it. I'm first. I mean, clearly I'm first for a reason. And you could sense his dismissal of this man. And man, were Lemmy's eyes pissed off. So I'm going to get some new shirts from Lemmy. We're going to go have some barbecue. Pretty sweet. I may be part of some marches.
I make shirts.
I make shirts. You got a narrow yoke. And basically what he was saying was, the reason that it looked like I had a more narrow yoke, which is evidently your width, is because my shirt at the time was kind of bunched up. So the seam was over the top of my shoulder. And he goes, what if you just pull your sleeves down? And I'm like, oh, yeah. And it was just a little bunched up. Now it looks all right.
He's fixing you up.
He fixed me up. A man in overalls. Oh, and by the way, his business card is incredibly poorly misspelled.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to say anything. Very nice card, but he spelled original wrong.
Oh, yeah. I want to get that fixed.
Yeah, that's what I was going to
do. Can't do that on
when
a business
when we have beers with him, I'm going
to. Hey, Vistaprint. Turn him on to it.
He's probably got like 5,000.
Well, maybe the printer messed up.
I can imagine.
Happen, too.
That's exactly what I'm like. God damn it. But if it was the printer that messed up, he owes him new cards.
Yeah.
If it wasn't.
Some people don't mess with
them. Lemmy gets his 5,000 cards, and he's like, this was my mistake. And printer's like, got to charge you for all the new ones because this is what you asked to print. So. Bye, Lemmy. Yeah.
So I'm going to get some new shirts.
Solid.
Pretty nice. Not free.
Like dress shirts? Or
I guess. I think that's what he does.
Don't know.
But no.
We'll see. Some nice shirts. Oh, you want to see his card?
Yeah.
We should put him on our Facebook page and just have him blow up. Everybody get a shirt from Lemmy. Really? Business is booming. Because he didn't know that I was going to do this. He didn't know what I do. He didn't.
You don't think that was intended? Original?
I thought so. And that's bigoted of you to assume he misspelled it and made it all urban. It just looks like a misspelling. Cool dude, though. Had a nice lunch with him. Can't wait to have beers at the barbecues. He lives by barbecues. I looked it up. Couldn't find it. The parent company is huge. And I think his little thing, you just have to call. So, civil rights activist. That's me.
Good job.
Trying to make Phoenix a better place.
Well, I know you try to get like an old Asian friend and like, mix it up a little.
Their houses smell like soup.
Wait, you don't think that's Lemmy?
Got a young.
That's the company he works with.
Yeah.
But he's an individual, like, he's his own little franchisee.
Oh, you need an ascot. Does he do ascots?
I hope so.
Tight.
That's a nice looking.
Yeah, I think
nice
you
look.
Should start wearing an ascot.
You know what? That's not a bad idea the way that dude looks. See, right there, you start losing me on the website where it's like collar options. I'm like,
That's how I picture the guy at Houston's.
There's different ones.
Down from the other.
No, it was. Windbreaker dude. It was,
hey.
It was Windbreaker vest guy.
Yeah.
Older
probably
Windbreaker.
Probably wears a visor.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he would have worn a visor had it been. Yeah. When he's out and about, he's got a visor and a Windbreaker vest on. He's that guy. He's a douche. He was a complete douche. And you could sense it when he was having a conversation with the old man in the chippy initially. But when he knocked the socks off the room after that move, that was pretty good stuff. I saved it. But I made it. We made him skedaddle. Me and Lemmy having our conversation. But Lemmy very loudly said it takes 2 hours for that man to watch 60 Minutes, which is great. And when I went back and
what did he say? What did that mean?
I'm like, oh, it's 2 hours to watch 60 Minutes. It's an hour long project. It takes some people.
Is it because he's stupid?
Like, well, that's what he's implying. I shouldn't have to explain this at all.
Well, I got it right.
Yeah, I know, but you should have gotten it without a question.
I was just making sure.
None of this matters. It takes you about an hour and 40 minutes to watch 60 Minutes. Does that make sense?
Well, there's pausing.
And I'm like, it takes me 35 minutes because I fast forward through the commercials. We shouldn't be having this conversation. Some of the stories I'm not interested in, I buzz over.
I don't get.
And just go sit with that weird old man. Chippy. It's 7:01. We got to do Prodigy. We got nothing but Prodigy.
Yeah,
the passing of Keith Flint. We have to pay tribute to Keith Flint.
And what do you think, drugs?
49 years old, found unresponsive. There was a welfare call on his house, so nobody had heard from him for a couple days. My guess would be an overdose.
He kind of looks like a drug guy.
He has probably dabbled. I don't want to be, you know, after all my civil rights talk, I don't want to be too judgmental.
Yeah, don't judge.
But Keith Flint looks like a dude who's jabbed a needle in a vein without a doctor present.
Eyeliner. Weird mohawk. Yeah.
Nose piercings. Tattoos on his neck. You start going down the road of like, you put it all
narrow
together.
Yolk.
Like, you know,
narrow yolk.
Very narrow yoke. You just don't know.
Not a very big guy.
He's got a wide neck. I don't know. I add that up, you know. Hemp necklace, tattoos all over his neck, gauges in his ear, bone through his nose. Eyeliner that makes you look like you're high even if you're not. I'm guessing there's probably going to be a drug issue.
Then you have the contacts in too? The like blue contacts?
Yeah. Just assuming. A lot of energy. Usually you see him, he's like, man, that guy's got a lot of just pent up energy. So
possibly unnatural.
If I was in Vegas and I was betting, 49-year-old dude like him dies, I'm gonna throw drugs in the mix at least.
Although you'd be surprised sometimes because,
sure,
you know, suicidal tendencies. I thought Mike Muir had to be on drugs when he's on stage. He's a whack job.
Yeah.
All over the stage, running around like a nut. Nope, straight edge.
Yeah, completely.
Since the beginning.
High on life, man.
I don't know where he gets the energy. He must lie. Caffeine?
He must lie about the drug thing.
I don't know. For all this time, there would have been stories.
I know plenty of drug addicts who've never said they're always off drugs. Like, you know, Prince, who was dead set against drugs and died.
I was just asleep.
Drug overdose. And it happens a lot.
Well, he had to because of his religion.
Right. He couldn't have that. So, Tombstone, Jimmy says, is a horrible tourist trap.
It is a pretty bad tourist trap.
Gotta say, that's pretty bad.
My wife keeps trying to get me to go.
It's
the
neat.
The mine tour is kind of cool, but everything else around
You know
it.
What a tourist trap in Phoenix used to be real bad was Rawhide.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Before they moved?
Yeah, and I don't even know if
now it's even better.
Now there's at least a casino nearby. You used to have to drive. There were no freeways. You have to drive all the way to North Scottsdale.
There's nothing to it.
Nothing.
And that's my thing, like. Where the Hollywood Walk of Fame, you don't have to pay anything.
Yeah. But there's nothing to the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
You pay to get in a ride, and there's nothing happening.
But you can walk through Rawhide, can't you?
No.
No,
they have a gate.
The trap of the Hollywood Walk of Fame is you're being, you know, hammered because it's a tourist trap, all those street performers and stuff, right? The Santa Monica Pier is the same thing. The Chicago Navy Pier is the same thing, is that you go there because it's where tourists have to go. It's a place that tourists must
go. There.
Yeah, you haven't been to Chicago unless you've been. It's a very touristy attraction. And you go there and you realize, oh, it's dirty. There's beggars everywhere. Fisherman's Wharf's awful. That's one of the worst things I've ever been to in my life. The only thing cool about it are all the seals.
Yep, the seals a highlight.
That is it. Pike's Peak Fish Market. You
and
get there and you're kind
of
like, really?
Pike's Place.
I'm sorry. Yeah. You kind of go there and you're like, nah, come on.
Yeah.
This isn't a thing.
It's cool, but it's just a market. That's all it is.
But it's like one of those things, like, if you've been to Seattle, you got to go to the fish market. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, really? That's
well,
it?
People go because they want to see people
throw fish. But
it's like
throwing fish, riding
okay.
the.
Ooh.
Yeah. Right. It's a trap.
The gum wall is worth the trip.
Gum wall is supposed to be amazing, and the underground is supposed to be unbelievable.
Underground is very cool.
The Seattle Underground, which is a very it should be a tourist
built
trap.
On top of the burnt out town.
It should be like the biggest thing Seattle's gotten, the Space Needle.
Yep.
Tourist trap. All right, let's do it. We'll go. Maybe we'll go back to back with some Prodigy this morning.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! What the hell?
98.
I'm not cool with this at all.
KU.